Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 18th of July today. And when I talked about cars in East Germany last week, first of all, I should add really that I don't want to give the impression that the Trabant and the Wartburg were the only cars produced then. They also made something called the Barkas, which was a van transporter type thing, which was available by special license, and lorries. They made lots of lorries. But I thought, when talking about cars, we might as well look at roads. What were they like? Mostly in a pretty dire condition. They dated back to the pre-war years, pretty much. The roads in the towns and cities. So there was lots of cobblestones by then, with lots of potholes, of course, which were sort of patched up when absolutely necessary. I don't remember there being many asphalt roads, which might explain why East Germans came back with tales of how smooth the West German roads were, which of course were also newly built and asphalt roads. I don't remember there being a lot of new road building, unless of course there was a housing estate that needed an access road. And one example might not be the best one, but I remember it. Was the road that led into my grandmother's village, which only had about 200 inhabitants, so I might explain the state of the road. Sort of behind the village were fields and I think also a small army base. And the road into the village was single track cobblestone, which is a dirt track either side. And years and years and years of heavy lorries, tanks, and heavy agricultural equipment going over this road had done, it was no longer flat. It had sort of a raised bit in the middle, and then sort of tracks either side. So I think my dad, in his Shiguli, still managed to go on the actual single track. But when my uncles visited from West Germany, they had a BMW or Mercedes, something like that. Their cars were built so low, they would scrape the bottom of the car if they wanted to go on there. So they always had to keep two wheels on the raised bit and the two wheels the other side on the dirt track. Otherwise, they would have ruined the car. So anyway, that's the bit I remember. Now, not all roads were in a dire state. There were some areas that were deemed to be prestigious enough because foreign parties, foreign dignitaries might see these areas, and they were very well maintained, and that included the roads. So that was probably mainly in and around Berlin. I do remember that there was a bit of a dislike and a rivalry for East Berliners because their town looked pretty and well maintained, and they seemed to sort of infer a higher status from that. Which of course people living in the capital often do anyway. But what was happening was that to maintain Berlin in this state, to be able to show it off to the world when it visited, very often the best craftsmen and the best builders and the best everything from around the Republic would have to go and work in Berlin, which of course meant they weren't working anywhere else in the Republic, and that's why that wasn't as well maintained. I think I've already mentioned that in cities, many of them were devastated in the war, so they had to be completely have their city centres rebuilt. These wide avenues were built and the squares where the parades could happen. Which of course I think I already mentioned are now deemed prime real estate and mostly you can't see them anymore because shops and flats etc. have been built on them. Now, the other things, of course, the motorways. The motorways, my dad told me, are still dated from 1930s, from Hitler's time. And as an interesting aside, my dad told me why he thinks that Hitler had such a meteoric rise in the 30s, simply because he promised people jobs. After the Great Depression, people didn't have any food to put on the table, so when this guy came along and told them that they could have a job, they didn't notice or care that a lot of these jobs seemed to be part of a war effort. And so were the motorways. They were very straight, often going through woodland, so not a lot to see when you're on them. They were just to make sure that his troops could get very quickly to the country he wanted them in. They were made out of concrete, so very big concrete slabs held together by some sort of, it looked like asphalt in the middle. When, of course, in the summer, what happened was that the asphalt would expand and sit on top. So if you're going on the motorway, you would have this effect of it was almost like being on a train. So whenever we're going on a summer holiday, you had this train effect of da-dunk, 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 da-dunk. Yeah, there's a train there as well, which was quite soporific, especially given that there was nothing to see left and right. Whereas coming back from a summer holiday, I remember that I could always tell when we were back in our hometown, and my dad would always remark on the fact as well. The road would change and you'd be thrown about in the car, and he'd go, there we are back, and it's potholes again, which of course to me was two things. It was the end of a summer holiday, which was kind of and of course kind of back to reality, probably meant back to school. And that was a major part of knowing that happened, hitting a pothole when entering our hometown. So there we are. That's the bit on roads. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.